even cooler than usual. Tyler, you're getting warmer.
I'm making ice storm happen in a tunnel that tests jumbo jets.
This is where I get to create my own custom-made storm.
I go to the top of the world and build a house made of ice, a real igloo.
We're down to the last block. Yes.
This is actually easier to do than it looks.
Charlie shows us cool secrets behind hot skating rinks.
No problem.
The keys to my car.
And Vanessa goes to Hollywood and turns summer into winter.
Don't let her get away.
Ah! It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
The ice today.
All right, I'm psyched. This is my first time on skates.
Although, you probably couldn't tell.
You just have to commit yourself to the ice with confidence. Confidence is not a problem here.
All right, ready to go.
Ready?
Yes.
One, two, three. Get up, Tyler. Come on, you can do it. Skate! Come on! Get up! Get up! Good job, Tyler. Good job. Get up, Tyler. Come on. You can do it. I left Tyler to practice his skating. He just called me back to tell me how much better he's gotten. But I don't know how. It's only been 18 minutes. No way. That's amazing.
My body double for making me look so good on camera.
What would you do without Hollywood special effects?
This.
These are Hollywood Icemen, Joe and Gary. We're making a car from ice. Carving props out of ice is one of their specialties. When it comes to turning a hot summer day into a frosty winter scene, Hollywood movie producers call Joe and Gary to do the job.
Check out some of the movies these guys have worked their magic on. I'm at their workshop to see how they make those icy props and magically create a frosty winter scene. This cool prop is a 1957 Corvette Classic.
By the time we're finished this car, it'll weigh half as much as a real car.
That's because it's made out of five of these giant ice blocks. Each one weighs 135 kilograms or 300 pounds. The water to make the blocks takes 3 days to freeze inside these giant coolers. But we don't need all of our ice for this car.
We use the rest of the ice blocks to create Winter Wonderland. In beautiful California, where the hot sun shines all year round. We're gonna transform this park into a chilling winter scene. Wanna know how to do it? Bring in the floor machine! A little bit more, a little bit more. Stop! Perfect! We break off the blocks of ice into tiny pieces of this machine. It passes through a drum that spins so fast. It shoots the crushed ice through this hose. Goodbye, summer. Hello, winter. This high
And what we're doing now, Vanessa, is we're detailing. You got to determine where the camera's going to be at, and then you got to put the ice on the side of the tree where it's going to be. And you also got to put some down here so it looks like it fell out of the tree and it landed on the ground there.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Here's the body. Now we're going to put snowballs.
The snow should last for several hours, but our snowman should last even longer, because a large pile of snow takes longer to melt than the snow on the ground, which is spread out thinly.
Speaking of which, I'm melting in here. Snow or no snow, it's still California and really hot. And now for the grand finale, the keys to my car. Bye!
If you live near the North Pole, a good way to stay warm is to build a house out of ice.
Wow, this is so comfy.
I head way up north later on PMK. Will satisfy all your needs. It will be your fridge. It will have a computer with a touch screen and even a camera.
Hi, darling. I'll be home at 8:30.
Don't forget to make the dinner.
This is one company's idea of the fridge of the future. They're not for sale yet, but in a few years, you might be able to buy one. You can leave messages for people and even watch TV or learn a recipe. And it can tell you what food you have and how old it is. Hey, it can even make ice cubes.
Skate, Tyler, come on! Poor Tyler, let's go, keep skating! You can do it, Tyler! Good job!
This is fun! So how am I doing?
Great. You just need to be de-iced.
De-iced?
Oh.
Oh, that's not how they do it in NASA!
Score!
These aircraft are under a major threat. The enemy is everywhere, just waiting to bring them down. Not that. Clouds are the enemy. There's water suspended in those clouds, and up there, the temperature is really cold. Sometimes, when clouds come in contact with the cold metal of a plane, the suspended water turns into ice. When all that heavy ice builds up on a plane, it can lose its ability to fly, and sometimes even crash.
Fortunately, here at NASA's icing research tunnel in Cleveland, Ohio, engineers are studying ways to make these crashes a thing of the past. Check this out.
Hi, Tyler. We're just making some final adjustments on the swing here. What do you think? Does it look like this one?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna need a coat because we're getting ready for a really cool experiment.
It's gonna be so cold, I'm gonna need this or I'll freeze to death. We're gonna make an ice storm right in here.
We simulate down here what it's like for an airplane to fly through the sky up there. We make it cold, wet, and windy.
Cool. This ice tunnel is actually a big loop.
Right now, I'm here, and I'm headed for the fan.
First, to simulate a plane in the sky, you need a really great wind. This giant fan blows air down the tunnel at a speed of over 650 kilometers or 400 miles per hour.
That's the cruising speed of a jet. I think it's time to chill out.
is a 2,000-ton cooler.
It's like having 600 home air conditioners.
The air comes in through here, and it exits through here at minus 40 degrees.
But there's more than just cold and wind to making really nasty weather.
Now for the clouds. A very fine spray of water shoots out through those nozzles.
It mixes with the cold and wind, and that's how we create the clouds. Next stop, the test area, where it all comes together.
Okay, we're getting ready to blast this wing. Let's go into the control room.
All right. This is where I get to create my own custom-made storm. To control the water, I press this. And if I want the wind to go faster, I press that. And slower, press that.
From here, we can simulate all types of clouds. Wind speed, small or big drops of water, as well as water temperature.
Super cooled water is very dangerous. Its temperature is below freezing, but it stays liquid. That's because the water is always in motion. It turns into ice only when it hits the freezing surface of a plane.
It's only about 5 minutes, and we've already got ice on the wing. Now that's cold.
You can see this wall of ice that we build up has caused a problem. Instead of the air flowing smoothly over the airfoil, it sees this wall of ice and gets all turbulent. This can cause the pilot to lose control of the aircraft.
You mean they'd crash?
They could, but we're doing studies to keep this from happening.
On larger planes, heat from the engines is recycled to heat the wings so ice can't accumulate.
In the future, planes will emit special sound waves which will make the wing vibrate and the ice will break up.
Whoa, that fan is just so cool.
Attention to the facility. Overnight test run commencing. Overnight test run commencing.
Get me out of here!
Why can eating cold food make your head hurt? Braino, frozen face, ice cream headache, whatever you want to call them.
Yay!
They hurt. So why do you feel pain? Well, when you eat cold food fast, it quickly cools the roof of your mouth. The sudden change in temperature stimulates nerves on the roof of your mouth. They're the same nerves that cause giant-sized headaches, also called migraine headaches. And even though your head can really hurt for a minute or two, it's actually harmless.
Really? That's good.
Hi! Today we put a new spin on the physics of figure skating.
It's Sir Isaac Newton's laws of motion on ice. Whoa!
So how do figure skaters spin around so fast on the ice? It's because of inertia. Inertia means something that's at rest stays at rest. Thank you. And something that's moving keeps moving!
That is until it hits something.
Spinning is inertia in a circle. So, once you start spinning, you tend to stay spinning. Unless, of course, you're me. If you're a beginner like me, here's a tip. The wider you are, the easier it is to keep your balance. No problem. Guys, guys! This is actually easier to do than it looks. That's because their weight is spread far away from the center of the spin. It gives them greater inertia, so they can spin for longer, and it's easier to stay balanced.
You can see what I mean with these spinning tops. One is wider than the other, but they both weigh exactly the same. Which one do you think will spin longer? The wide one, because its weight or mass is further away from the center of the spin.
But the wider you are, the slower you go. Bring your arms in, and you go faster. Extend them. Wow!
See how Barbara's spin speeds up when she brings her arms close to her body and slows down when she spreads them out. Skaters extend their arms to stop spinning at the end of a jump. It's like a break.
A break?
Yeah,
I think I definitely broke something.
Whew. Another way you can feel inertia working is to take two heavy objects and a chair that spins.
Ah! Slow, fast, slow, fast,
fast, fast.
How about helping me out, girls?
Slow, fast, slow, fast.
A long time ago, no one knew how to keep skating rinks in good shape until this guy invented the Zamboni machine. It scrapes the top layer of ice off the rink and sprays a coat of water on it, which freezes into a nice, smooth surface.
Good idea, dude.
What's your name?
Should have guessed.
Zamboni. Frank Zamboni. Toasty. Your life depends on it. Hi.
Hi. I don't understand.
What does that mean?
We're going to build an igloo, snow house. We use the winter time.
How can a house made out of snow keep you warm? Well, these guys are going to show you. An igloo can't be built with just any old kind of snow. The snow can't be too hard or too soft. This is no good. It goes in smoothly. I think we found it. Hey guys, I think I got some smooth snow. Now we mark where the igloo will stand. Let's get to work. We're building a small igloo because it's just for me, so we'll need about 30 blocks. Shaving the sides of each block makes them fit perfectly. All igloos have the same shape. It's called a dome. The dome is the strongest shape there is. An egg is very fragile, but because of its dome shape, it can also be very strong. Look how much weight eggs can take. That's why domes are used in so many big structures like tunnels and cathedrals. The Inuit discovered this a long time ago. Smart.
We're down to the last block.
Yes. Snow is a good insulator, and a well-built igloo keeps you warm. Your body gives off heat, and the igloo traps the warm air. In fact, it can get pretty warm inside an igloo.
That's why you need a chimney. Without one, the igloo could melt.
With a chimney, you can even light a fire inside.
That was easy.
Come on, Alicia, let's go home. It's getting late now.
Hey, guys, you don't have to worry about me. I brought all my stuff, so just come pick me up in the morning, okay?
Bye, Alicia. Bye, Alicia. See you tomorrow. See
you. Cool. Wow, this is so comfy.
Hey, wait! It won't get dark for another 6 months. How am I supposed to get to sleep?
Here we are in New Mexico. It sure is a hot day. But down here, the temperature in New Mexico's famous ice cave never rises above freezing. How can that be? These stone walls are so incredibly thick. They totally keep the heat out. The cave is a natural icebox. It's always cold. Ah! Are those ice zombies? Actually, they're just upside-down icicles from water that drips down from higher up, where it's warmer. Some of the ice here is over 3,000 years old.
Hey, since Tyler was spending so much time down here, I thought I'd join him.
You're not fooling anyone. They all know that you're here for the dessert.
Well, since you're making them, I'll have orange.
One orange snow cone coming right up. There you go.
Thanks. Well, we're out of time. Thanks for being with us. Hey, where did you get blue?
I used the blue line.
Oh.
Well, see you next time on PMK.